U.S. forces will hit Iran at a harder level if it continues to threaten Hormuz shipping. Trump. Doral, Florida. President Donald Trump has said if Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps continues to threaten commercial shipping in the Hormuz Strait with missiles and drones, or by laying mines in the key waterway, the United States air and naval forces will intensify their Operation Epic Fury assaults. I will not allow a terrorist regime to hold the world hostage and attempt to stop the globe's oil supply, the U.S. president said in a March 9 press conference at his golf resort near Miami, where he is meeting with congressional Republican leaders. If Iran does anything too, they'll get hit at a much, much harder level, Trump said, adding the United States is not targeting Iran's energy production infrastructure to avoid economically crippling the nation when the conflict is over. We're not looking to do that if we don't have to. We are waiting to see what happens before we hit them. Among the world's most critical maritime shipping choke points, the 100-mile-long Hormuz Strait is where 20% of the world's oil is exported from the Persian Gulf. Since the United States and Israel launched their February 28 attack on Iran, traffic through the strait, which at its narrowest points traces Iran's coast, has come to a near standstill with up to 250 ships, including around 150 oil tankers, stacked in the Arabian Sea. Iran's IRGC has attacked as many as 15 commercial carriers in or near the strait with drones and missiles. In response, the seven largest global shipping insurers that insure up to 90% of the world's ocean-going cargoes have canceled policies, citing war risks, leaving ships unwilling to transit the strait under IRGC guns and anchor in the Gulf State and Saudi Arabian ports that Iran is targeting. As a result, global oil prices have increased by more than 30%, from $72.48 a barrel on February 27th to close to $100 a barrel by March 9th after briefly nearing $120 a barrel earlier that day. The Trump administration has authorized a $20 billion U.S. International Development Finance Corporation reinsurance program for tankers in an effort to encourage ships to move through the strait into the Persian Gulf. In the long run, oil supplies will be dramatically more secure without the threat of Iranian ships, drones, missiles, nuclear menace, or anything, Trump said, describing the reinsurance program as political risk insurance. Noting the United States imports very little oil from the Persian Gulf, the president said we're doing this for the other parts of the world that are dependent on Middle East oil. Among those Operation Epic Fury beneficiaries is China, Iran's largest oil customer, Trump said. They get a lot of their oil through the straits, he said. We have a very good relationship with President Xi in China, and we're protecting the world from what these lunatics are trying to do. In response to a question from the Epic Times asking if there was a timeline for fully restoring maritime traffic into the Persian Gulf, the president said the sooner the better. I want to keep it open. I want to keep it good, Trump said. You know, it doesn't pertain to us so much as it does to China. We're really helping China here and other countries because they get a lot of their energy from the straits. But hey, look, we have a good relationship with China. It's my honor to do it.